This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Today is National Chicken Wing Day. So give us a sports opinion first, and then we will shout out your favorite wing place. So sports opinion first, and then we will shout out your favorite wing place. Who wants to start on this excursion? And we're already starting to get a ton of feedback. 877-881-1053.
All right, sports opinion, because I always have a problem with, like, opinions versus predictions. My opinion right now is that Luka is in postseason form already and ready to rock. Like, I think we could just bypass this this stretch here where we have the 8 games, and Luka would be ready for the postseason. And you know what, Mike? I think he would be ready and willing to play all the minutes necessary that Rick Carlisle would put on him.
I have a question for you, but I feel like you need to get in your wing situation
yes,
first.
My wing situation would be, and you can go to 1053thefan.com and check out this recipe, and I will tweet it out if you want to. It is the Orange Magic recipe, Kevin. I will take it on myself. Well, and it's because I did it myself. I did it at the house, and it worked out really well for me.
I thought you were just kissing Gavin Dawson's butt.
I've actually made those two at the house and done it pretty much the way Gavin says to do it. And it is a great wing, and I've made it for other people, and they're like, "What is that?" And I'm like, "It's a little bit of syrup at the end."
Yeah, it's you get the heat as the base, which is there all the time. Then you get the smoke on top of that, and then you get the syrup. It's just it's the perfect combination of wing, man.
Now, here's my question though for this: do you think at any part? Because I was watching last night, and there were pretty much 2 air balls from Luka from the 3-point line. Do you think at any time during the playoffs, Carlisle will try to tell Luka they can't stop you when you're going to the basket or posting up? Can you please stop taking contested 3-pointers?
Yes, but will it work? I think he'll try to tell him that and be like, I hear you, coach. We'll see how it goes.
Yeah, I don't know, because it seems like it's just part of their game. You know, the threat that he can make that 3-pointer from 75 feet away at any point is part of what allows them to get to the basket. I feel like that they're going to continue to mix it up a lot, because you're starting to see that a lot in what they do and don't do. But you're right. If they can't stop him, why stop doing that? Why shoot the three whenever they can't stop you from getting to the basket and getting a foul?
Now, before we get into more of our fan texters, we have a guest participant today the combo platter. For that, I take you directly to Kevin Harlan.
I want to see how much pull we have in the city of Atlanta. See if we can get some of those chicken wings sent down here to Orlando. We could celebrate the restart with those wings.
That's awesome. He said that yesterday?
Yes. So Kevin Harlan shouting out for Magic City.
Put some respect
Dude,
on
as
it.
Kevin Harlan is the best, man.
That would break the bubble, though.
No, they can have things delivered in.
Yes. They can have things delivered in. They can't go past the
Even
line.
Even when the cook's
to
cooking
the food,
with just
though.
Panties on?
That's not sanitary.
That's not. You don't.
Do you think the strippers are the cooks at Magic City?
They're not. I thought that was part of the reason that they enjoy the wings so much.
Wait. So Mike thought that, like, the whole
it's
idea
like
of Magic
open kitchen.
City. Yeah, yeah. Oh. The performers were. It's like a Benihana's. Except,
yes.
You know. Just,
yeah.
No.
I have to admit, I've never been to Magic City, so I can't say 100%. I feel like
you
that's,
got some buffalo sauce on your boob.
Oh, my God. From the masterpiece of the week on Friday, it's going to be magical. But the 214, If the NFL season happens, Dak will be a top three MVP candidate. TJ's Catfish and Wings off Little Road in South Arlington is legit.
Nice.
From the 682, Dak will win the MVP this year. Best wing spot is Flavored Wings and Daiquiri off of Cooper in Arlington. So right there, competing Dak opinions and competing wing places.
I think Dak has a chance to win the MVP. I really do. I think
more than Gardner Minshew?
Yes, more than Gardner Minshew. I'm not saying he's the favorite. Dak is not the favorite, but I do feel like, and hopefully it's not as my Shohei Ohtani take before the season, because that doesn't look too good after his first outing, because I thought he was a dark horse for the MVP, because I thought he would pitch, you know, much better than how he started off. But I just think Dak has a chance with the weapons around him to really put up a great season statistically. And if the Cowboys can go 11-5 or better, and you guys are predicting 11-5, then I think that gives him a legitimate chance to win the MVP. And then if that happens, good luck with the contract.
Did he not have a good year last year to statistically?
He
statistically,
did.
Yes, but it was a horrible finish.
Okay,
from Thanksgiving on, it was a horrible finish.
Because he had 4,900 yards, 30 touchdowns, and 11 interceptions.
Gotta win.
I think Kevin, all right, so let's say that team finishes 10-6.
He's in the mix.
I think he needs 5,035.
What's that?
I think you need 5,000 yards or more passing, 35 touchdowns or more. And I would say you said 11 interceptions last year.
Yeah.
11 or less for him to be the MVP. And I think he can do that.
Yeah, I don't think that he can't either. And I think if this defense is upgraded, and you already know, you already feel like the offense is going to be favorable to what he did last year. So I think y'all are right. I think he does stand a chance to do it. It's just going to be on the defense to help out and for their offense to not sputter the way that it did at the end of the year last year, whenever they were scoring what, Mike? It was an average of 9 points a game.
It was more than that, because obviously the LA game and the Washington game, they put up a tremendous amount of points. But all the other games were, I think, single digit games.
Sorry, somebody tweeted me. Yeah, no, I think so. It was bad.
From the 214, Mavericks will win the 2020 championship, and Buffalo Wild Wings is superior to Wingstop and
Uh-oh.
Pluckers.
Wow.
Uh-oh.
So I haven't had Pluckers in quite some time. I have had Wingstop in that time, and Wingstop still, their fries are fantastic.
They are
lemon pepper and their parmesan.
Garlic parmesan.
Those are the greasiest things you'll ever find in life, but they're fantastic. So I still like Wingstop. I favor them. My son is favorable to Buffalo Wild Wings, though.
From the 214, the Rangers, man, this is a hot sports opinion. The Rangers will win 45 games, scoring less than 3 runs a game. And Wing Bucket in Richardson is the best. I don't think I've ever been there.
Wing Bucket.
I've seen Wing Bucket.
I never heard of Wing Bucket either.
So you've not been there?
No.
Okay.
He's been there and just doesn't remember.
I'm going to throw out this one. And this, I do think, as of today, is a little bit of a hot take. I think the Rangers will average over 4 runs by the end of this 60-game season.
Whoa.
Wow.
So you're saying they can't not all be hot or all be – they can't all be in a slump at the same time the entire year.
Yeah, and I think it'll just be a hair over 4. I don't think like we're going to get close to like 5 runs a game, but I do think at the end of this, the Rangers, hopefully starting today, will put some runs on the board and give their you know team a better chance to win a game. And I think it's going to happen here pretty soon.
So Ruggie's going to explode is what you're telling me.
I think guys will get hot. I don't know if it'll be Ruggie today. Obviously he hit a home run yesterday. But I just think we're going to get three or four guys hitting together that are going to produce runs. And when you get all 9 guys hitting, you know, a hot streak, that's when you do put up, you know, the 10 or 12 runs in a game. So that is my hot take. That's my sports take. I'm local, just like a half a mile to a mile down the road from me is Bibibop. And once again, it's Korean.
Yeah, man.
They make a great chicken wing.
Look, man, Korean wings, man, they're fantastic. Don't sleep on them.
Huh. All right. I've not heard of that place either. I'm intrigued. So there's a couple here that are amazing. From the 606, Sports opinion. I don't think Dak is the future QB of the Cowboys, but then my favorite part, Buffalo Wild Wings here in the Cincinnati area.
Nice.
All right. So is that to insinuate that that Buffalo Wild Wings is better than the normal ones? And then things are about to get crazy. On the 469, my opinion is Eddie Guerrero is underrated and forgotten as a legendary wrestler. Also, Plucker's Wings, bonus wing take. Boneless is the way to go.
Boo.
Bone wings are too complicated.
Chicken nuggets.
Wow. You don't want chicken wings then, right? Like this, that's my thing, and this is going to be,
Colby
I'm sorry.
Colby gets furious
yeah,
about
no,
this.
I'm right there with him. You're paying wing premiums because chicken wings, like there's a premium on them. They absolutely cost more than like average chicken pieces would. You're paying a premium for what are essentially chicken chunks or chicken tenders. If you want chicken tenders, go do that. You can sauce them up yourself. What you're doing is you're just wasting money. Why are you doing that?
That's actually a really good
what
point.
What was the sports take? Because I think I had something on it.
Sports take is Eddie Guerrero is an underrated wrestler. You
for
be
some
careful.
Reason, when you said Eddie Guerrero, I thought of Eddie Guardado, the left-handed reliever.
He was so awesome like, that one year.
This dude has an opinion on this dude has an opinion on a left-handed reliever.
He also
nice
lied, cheated, and stole.
That is so true. I don't know if this is a wing take or not. Kids don't know how to eat chicken wings.
Oh, it's so true. They leave so much meat on the bone.
Yeah, they're just like, oh, I got the skin off, and you're like, what are you talking about? You got the you eat the chicken off of that.
The worst is like the kids that just use the drum to like dip into ranch, and they're just licking ranch off of the off the drum.
Just like,
they're
yeah,
not even eating it.
This is just a vessel for me to get this entire bowl of ranch in my stomach.
Does this turn into a versus where it's the drumsticks versus the flats?
It might, but before we do that, I feel like I enjoyed talking college football. I didn't realize how much I missed it. So I'm going to reiterate the fact that like college football as a national sport is significantly less good than college football as like a regional
where you need to win
your conference. And like that matters. And my wing spot, Connie's Wings Plus in Arlington. It's not necessarily about, like, the quality of the wings because they're solid, but the fact that you can get a wing combo with, like, a hero or with, like, fried rice or with, like, a Philly cheesesteak. Like, you can get a wing combo with anything, and it's just incredible.
That's like Will Call Bar, Kevin. Will Call has great wings down there when we did that the Cowboys-Vikings game, and they also had some great po'boys to go along with it.
My kid really wanted wings during this coronavirus through like a pizza place, and I can't remember which, I call it fast food pizza, but delivery pizza, you know. And he was like, oh, these don't taste as good as like yours or like BB Bop or, you know. And I was like, well, it's really tough, to me at least, to get good wings from kind of a chain delivery pizza place.
From the 972, CeeDee Lamb will have 1,000-plus receiving and 12-plus touchdowns.
Wow.
And that would lead the NFL in touchdown catches.
The best wing spot is Duff's in Southlake. So
I want to take a step back to the pizza thing because from the 817, Zeke never lost a step. Expectations were just raised. And
that's a good take.
I like that.
The best wings were Little Caesar's Pizza. I have never had wings from there, so I'm like oddly.
You get a $5 pizza. That's it. It's hot and ready, right?
I think it's $6 now.
What?
Are you kidding me? Why would they do that?
That's like when CeCe said our buffet is $5 and change because it was $5.99 and they kept raising the price.
Well, it is a great place though for like our family. Like when back in the olden days in February, when we'd have like two meetings we had to go to and neither one of us had time to cook or anything. And we're like, dang, we don't really have anything in the house for just the kids to do. Just stopping by Little Caesars and going, give me two pepperoni pizzas and I'm getting out of here. Really helps out.
From the 214, Derek Carr will be in the top five MVP this year and wild over wings on Broadway and Garland. That is like right by where I live, so I'm going to go check that out for sure.
That's where you're stopping then? Man, hey. Wing Bucket got three straight texts, Kevin.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
The goat, trash, and whoa. So there's three straight texts about Wing Bucket.
Okay.
I have something fun for the Tolos to do and even my show here, KNC Masterpiece. I did it the other day by accident because I was trying to find an old email with some confirmation stuff on it. Go look at your emails in early March and February. Like, it's kind of fun to kind of, at least I was like, wow,
those. It's
amazing. Like, we had no clue this was coming, really, and like just kind of how, different life was through your emails.
I don't understand what you're saying, Mike.
Or text.
Emails, Your emails from March, what are you saying? Why would you still have those?
Yeah, if you don't know, Kevin is a neat freak when it comes to his email inbox. As soon as he reads it and has, like, completed whatever he needs to do or has siphoned the information, it's deleted.
100% true.
I delete mine at the end of every 2 weeks. So.
Really?
Like, like the pay period 2 weeks or just an arbitrary 2 weeks?
There's no reason. It's just after 2 weeks I look at it and I go, man, that looks pretty full. I better delete a bunch of stuff.
I think I have emails from 2009 in my email.
But why?
Like, I don't know. I just don't go back and delete them. They're just there. just in case, Kevin. Just in case.
In case what? In case we go back in time? Why would you need those emails? What was relevant from 2009 that you got an email that could be executed today?
By the way, it's drums. The drums are the best part of the wing.
No,
I'm
going to
go look at all my emails from 2009 during this break and see if I should delete any of them.
Yes, you should delete them all. You should not even read them.
I'm going to find a relevant one. I'm going to bring it in baseball nuggets and tell you my relevant emails.
Okay, good. Good. I look forward to that because there's no way that's going to happen.
I have 1,739 emails right now in my inbox. So let's see how far back it goes.
Over 11 years, that's it?
No, that's unread. That's unread.
You know how many unread? You know how many emails I have in my inbox right now? 4. They're all about the show today. That's it. That's all that's in my email.
I have
right
one.
Now.
It's a low carb dinner recipe. I actually should move that to a different folder. So I'll have 0 after today, Jim.
I have one here from the Texas Rangers from 11/1/2018. Jingle and mingle invitation for former Texas Rangers.
The KNC Masterpiece, your home of email talk.
Why would that be necessary?
You want me to delete that?
Yes, I do. We're the KNC.
My Amazon order on 10/25/18 here.
What'd you order?
I'll
cut his mic off. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.